Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Kuno Berrigan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum takes first base on ball four. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford fires to first and picks off Landrum. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Alou reaches second base with a double. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Haller reaches second base with a double. Alou scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haller scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Berrigan for a passed ball. Pagan moves to second. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berrigan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Mays goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Giants. Ernie Bowman pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Bob Anderson now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowman moves to third. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bowman scores. It's 5-1, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Bowman now playing third base. Harvey Keene now playing left field. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is called out on strikes. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Landrum hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubs takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pagan hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Pagan moves to second. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pagan. The throw from Berrigan and he is safe. Pagan steals third. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanford hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pagan tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Giants. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Keene reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogers is called out on strikes. One out. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berrigan is 0 for 1 in the game. Berrigan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim McEnany pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bowman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Girard now pitching. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sanford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bowman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Altman reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams scores. Altman moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, Giants. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keene moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mays hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-2, Giants. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Alou moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berrigan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berrigan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will pinch hits for Dave Girard. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Larry pinch runs for Bob Will. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Al Larry now pitching. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sanford is called out on strikes. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Keane hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hubbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hubbs moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Altman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Bowman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Matty Alou now playing right field. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berrigan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berrigan is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Brock pinch hits for Al Larry. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanford covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.